Two U.S. envoys have attended an archaeological event in the occupied East Jerusalem Al-Quds amid Palestinian anger. White House Middle East advisor Jason Greenblatt and U.S. Ambassador to Israel David Friedman attended the event. The ceremony inaugurated a road that is part of a site built within the Sliwan district of East Jerusalem Al-Quds. The Palestinian Foreign Ministry has condemned the American officials' attendance at the ceremony as a hostile act. The ministry said the U.S. administration day by day proves unlimited affiliation to what it calls Israel's colonial settlement project. To discuss that more, we're joined by Shabira Hassanali, activist and Islamic scholar. Thank you very much, Mr. Hassanali, once again. Could you please elaborate more on what exactly happened and in what way was that offensive for the Palestinians?
And really, unfortunately, in the current climate, is not surprising. We had just a few days ago this gathering in Bahrain, which essentially, you know, even though in reality it's failed, but as far as the American administration's mind is concerned, as far as Israel, so-called Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, all of these entities, as far as their mind is concerned, this is now a fait accompli, where Palestine is, you know, as far as these people are concerned, something which lives on in memory. And as a result, it's not surprising that you have people like Jason Greenblatt or David Friedman, both of whom are very, very staunch supporters of the entire Zionist colonialist project, going to a place like Silwan, which has been a flashpoint. You know, people who watch Press TV will know that Silwan has been a flashpoint of resistance against the Zionist occupation. It's also obviously inside Jerusalem Al-Quds, or inside Palestine, which is all occupied land. Every inch of Palestine is occupied. So for America to do this, it's honestly not surprising. For the Palestinian Foreign Ministry to condemn this, this is good. But unfortunately, one of the other problems is that the PLO, or the PA, Mahmoud Abbas's group, they started this roller coaster when they accepted this notion, this false notion, of this two-state solution, which is not feasible. It's not a solution that the Israelis ever bought into. The Americans had no intention of pushing this solution, given the fact that America is controlled by the Zionist lobby. I mean, this is a given fact. It's not surprising. And the idea that, you know, the Palestine Foreign Ministry has said that this proves day by day unlimited affiliation to the Israeli colonial project, this is like stating the obvious. You know, these type of things are going to get more and more and more frequent until there is a concerted resistance against the Israeli project. And by concerted resistance, it needs to be a full boycott, a full breaking of all relations with companies that operate within the Zionist entity, that with people that work with them, people that provide them support. And this is why there are now, in inverted commas, laws in place that supposedly don't allow someone to boycott. So this is not unsurprising, unfortunately. And I fear that more and more of this will happen. You know, there will come a time, I fear, in the not too distant future, where you'll have people like Trump and people putting cornerstones in Masjid al-Aqsa and Gumbat al-Sakhra, the Dome of the Rock. Because the Israelis consider this as theirs. They consider it a fait accompli, because Trump has said something in favor of them. I mean, look what they've done in Golan. They've turned around and changed a part of Golan to be called, occupied Golan, I should say, to be called the Trump Heights. You know, this was obviously very quietly done. Only a few channels reported it, like Press TV and others. So this is what's going to continue happening over and over until there is a concerted resistance. This is the only thing these people understand. If you don't stand up to them, and I'm not talking violent resistance necessarily, I'm saying there needs to be a firm, like, stance against it. People of the world need to turn around and say, look, enough is enough. This is unacceptable. This is genocide. This is the ethnic cleansing of a people. The United Nations has a lot to answer for, because the United Nations, one of its key founding points was the prevention of genocide. And yet, unfortunately, the United Nations has failed in Rwanda, it's failed in Palestine, it's failed in so many other places. It seems to be a complete flop at its job. So the rest of the people of the world now need to stand up and be counted and really stand up against this insane administration, this Zionist administration in Washington, which really is now just more like showing itself in its full glory, if you like. Previously, it was hidden behind the veneer of fake diplomacy and, feigning that they care about the Palestinians. Now it's wide open. They don't care two hoots about the Palestinians. As far as the American administration is concerned, the Palestinians should just wither away and die. And if the Palestinians and the people who support like freedom and resistance across the world, if we don't stand up to this genocide, then today it's Palestine. Who's next? Who's going to happen tomorrow? This is what the United Nations was built to prevent. And the United Nations, unfortunately, is failing catastrophically, and the rest of the world is far too weak in its opposition to the American Empire. So until that changes, I don't believe that, that this situation will get resolved.
Thank you very much, Mr. Shabir Hassan Ali, activist and Islamic scholar, elaborating on the recent events in the occupied territories in Palestine.